Hello, I'm Stuart Purvis. Formerly, I was a TV news journalist and editor, and I also created The Hampstead Spies. And the origins of this are that I co-wrote a few years back a biography of one of the Cambridge spies, Guy Burgess. The book was called Guy Burgess, The Spy Who Knew Everyone. And it was based on the release of MI5 documents to the National Archives. And as I and my colleague Jeff Hulbert went through thousands and thousands of these MI5 documents, I noticed a number of times in which an address with the postal district NW3 would occur. Well, since I lived and still do live in an NW3 postcode, I found this interesting and began to take a note each time I saw such an address. And indeed, the street I was living in at the time, which was Belsize Park Gardens, from that research, I realised that one of the Communist Party recruiters of the Cambridge spies had lived just across the road from me, had I been around in the 1930s, which I wasn't, and that as late as the 1960s, another spy of a later generation had been tapping out messages to Moscow from a flat just a couple of doors away. So this built my interest. I returned to the National Archives and began going through the files of anyone whose name had been released and whose file had been released by MI5. And I realised that there was a sort of connection between many of them. And the starting point was a woman who had first spotted the potential of West Hampstead boy, Kim Philby, and had recruited him into the KGB. And from her home, I suddenly realised it was only around the corner to the home of the person who she handed Philby over to and became Philby's minder in the KGB. And then I then spotted that this woman had been looking after other people in the same road and that they had been sending material to Moscow. And then only a couple of doors away from one of them lived actually a whole family of spies who I discovered had, between them really, handing one over from one member of the family to another, the fact that a young German scientist who'd come to Britain called Klaus Fuchs wanted to hand over to the Soviets the secrets of the British and American atomic bomb. So we have the fact that the story of the Cambridge spies sort of begins in Hampstead with Philby, and the story of Klaus Fuchs begins in Hampstead, and about sort of 100 yards apart. And from that, I built more and more details about these various people and the connections between them and some of their families. For instance, one of the flats that one of them lived in was next door to a young heiress, a very rich young woman who, it turned out, had been funding the Communist Party in the 1930s and, according to MI5 files, had been doing underground work for the Communist Party. That normally meant spying for Russia. So in one street, I almost found so many spies, it was difficult to fit them all into the walk. But I knew a number of people who came on the walk would want to go into Hampstead proper from Belsize Park, where it had started. And so I then worked out a number of connections between George Orwell, then also Ian Fleming, and of course, John le Carré, who lived in Hampstead and who said that Philby haunted him in his work and in his literature. And then one day I was giving a talk on these Hampstead spies in a place called Burr House, which is the Hampstead Museum. And a man said, well, you've left out somebody. And I said, well, who was that? And he said, well, George Blake. And I said, George Blake? I didn't know he had a connection with Hampstead. And he said, yes, he was actually on the run from the police when he escaped from Wormwood Scrubs, where he was serving a 42-year sentence. And he hid out in a flat just around the corner from where you're talking. So he took me there. It all sounded, frankly, a bit far-fetched, but it all turned out to be completely true. I began to research George Blake and discovered that the very first job he ever did for the KGB, according to his own biography, was done at Belsize Park Tube Station, which is where I now begin the walk. So this is an updated version of the Hampstead Spies Walk. It begins at Belsize Park Tube Station with the story of George Blake, and it actually ends at the block of flats where George Blake hid out, which is near Hampstead Tube Station. And in between, as I say, quite a lot of stuff, quite a lot of files from the National Archives to show you as well, Plus, we look in at various fascinating places like the Isokon building in Lawn Road, where so many of the spies live. So I hope you'll find it interesting if you join us, and look forward to seeing you perhaps sometime this summer. Thank you very much.